Well, I was definitely wanting to create this idea that you're going to be receiving the story. Or you're going to be on the receiving end of a story that will traverse some time and lays over two different landscapes and two different cities as well. So literally it would be like Yonago and Japan, kind of, as you said, mm-hmm. layered on top of each other. It's different than like going on a walking tour. In this case, you're on a boat, so you're floating at sea. So I had thought of this idea, and I've done works before where you're listening on headsets, but it really takes place in your mind and in your memory and in something that's really between your two ears. And you don't really need visuals to see this. Like it's kind of happening there. Mm. It's the stage in your mind. And what was really interesting for me is like you're at sea, you know, you're floating out in the Japan Sea and you're listening to the story. And I actually performed it in Japanese. And so my Japanese is pretty okay, but like it's not, I wouldn't say it's like the most, like, because I'm not like native born Japanese. So, and it was for a Japanese audience. So I think they were like, what is this? Who's this? Where is she? What's happening here? Right? Because it's so like the speaker is from another realm, right? And so I think that was added to this like really weird fictional story that's maybe reality, maybe not. And then when they took off the headsets in this like vast ocean, like we were drifting out in the middle of Japan Sea. And then the man started up his like, "Hi, everybody, welcome," in Japanese, and did his tour. So I think there was like a rupture there in the moment. And so I think the headsets, it's just a really simple device. I mean, other artists like Janet Cardiff, and there are many other artists that use this. But for me, because so much is about thinking about the future or thinking about the past and not about kind of directly watching movies or moving pictures, I think that was the form that worked. Mm. Almost like a bedtime story, like somebody is whispering this thing to me, just like the elder on the boat that just kind of like told us this story in passing. Like I'm very interested in the passage or the slippage of these like almost periphery stories, like a key to something that's kind of much more larger. So I was thinking about that.
And also what's really interesting is in some senses it's also really connected to the ocean, to the water, mm-hmm. and there's that yeah. element in that work there, and in a lot of some of your other works yeah. as well, like yeah, the project you did with the school children, for yeah. instance, right? Can you talk a little bit more about that connection then, because we're thinking of this trans-Pacific
yeah.
connection, and yet each space that you're going to has this really, really specific local
yeah.
watery histories, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you sort of bridge that gap between the sort of oceanic connection,
yeah.
right? And then this sort of really local, the inlet, the false creek, like it's really small, like you were saying, yeah. the canal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, I think being somebody who's of the culture of diaspora, right? Of like my father was, you know, third generation Japanese Canadian. My mom was born in Osaka and lived in Yokohama. And they both have, you know, returned back to Canada on different occasions. Like my father, for example, I think after the internment, they exiled to Japan, came back on the Hikawa Maru. And so I've been fascinated that this, the Pacific Ocean or the Japan Sea, or there's these bodies of water that stretch out these long, 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 long lines. But they lull you back mm-hmm. or they bring you back. And I'm interested also in things like war and history and these things that are about water and happening on water and living in the water. And so it's true, like many different pieces of mine, there's water imagery or things on the shoreline, asking the children to work with the material of water and ink and salt to create the imaginary or the imagined. And so I think for me, I think it's just an important place to kind of to be. That's not, because we're all settlers, we're all, you know, we're just kind of, you know, we washed up ashore, we floated here, and have different histories and different, and I think we're consistently now being asked to sort of think about what are you doing here, what are you contributing, why are you here, and the ocean line or the shoreline, I think, is like a really good kind of periphery space or something where you can sort of ask those questions, and I think I'm curious about that.